Hey everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Blah Blah Blah. I'm Genevieve.
I'm Cicely.
And I'm Zulema.
And there is literally somebody drilling for the last 15 minutes in the background of this.
Is it picking it up?
Yes.
Oh, it's picking it. It's picking up what they're putting down. But like, is it that annoying? Like, can we just keep going?
Yeah, I think
it's
if it gets
fun
really
episode,
bad.
You guys. Like,
yeah, just yeah. Like deal with it.
And we are so sorry for the noise, but it's New York City and shit happens.
Truly, it's not the quietest place on earth.
No.
Today, but it is the concrete jungle, and it is where dreams are made of.
And we're giving you some atmosphere.
It does house feel three like of the hottest girls yes. in the world. Genevieve, Zusle Mama, and Cicely.
Yeah.
Yes. So there's bound to be a little bit of chaos.
And today's episode is going to go along with that theme of being a little chaotic, because what we did was we went through our notes apps. We screenshotted some funny ones. And
there's some good ones in here.
We're gonna be vulnerable and open with you guys today, because the notes app is a private place.
It really is
like a second diary.
It really
a digital
is.
Diary.
Sometimes I'll write down thoughts in my notes app to then go write down in my diary later. Yeah, and then right. I don't delete them. Our only rule, kind of rule, I hope that you guys followed this. We didn't really make it a rule, but no dreams. Dreams are boring.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't really want to hear about your dream. I wasn't there. No offense. When somebody like wakes up and they tell me their dream, I'm like, oh, yeah. Okay.
Unless I was
but
in
I
it.
But I also am like yeah. so guilty of waking up and being like, this was my dream last night.
I know. They're so interesting
only
to
interesting
you.
To you.
Yeah. Yes.
It's really crazy. My notes app, for some reason, like my iCloud, goes all the way back until 2014.
So do G's voicemails. Remember like the first episode or second episode we showed a voicemail of me?
It's so wild. Some of them, I think, even goes back to like 2012. Really, really crazy. So I have some ones from a while back. But I'll kick it off with an absolute banger. This is 2019 at 3:22 a.m. Wrote down, app that kills single bugs, rapid service, 24/7. So I will translate this
for
you.
You can tell it was a moment of desperation, though, if it was 3 in the morning.
Oh, yeah. But this idea still stands to me as one of the better ideas that I've ever had. Essentially, this is what it is. It's imagine Uber or Postmates, but for killing bugs, okay? Yes. We live in New York City. I have had to kill some cockroaches in my day. Would I pay somebody real money to have them kill it instead of me? Abso-freaking-lutely. Like, I would pay maybe upwards of between $10 to $20.
Depends on the bug. If we're talking a big bug.
Spiders, we might go a little bit lower. Depends on the size of the spider, of course.
I think you could price it by size, and then you also have a separate pricing by, like, maybe when you first get to the app, you rank your, like, I'm most scared of this, I'm least scared of this.
Your fears?
So then they get your fears. So, like, for me, if it was a cockroach, it would be more expensive than a spider, even if the spider is bigger than the cockroach.
And then you have, like, an express option, you know, Ubers. Like, if you want it in
priority.
1 minute, you can pay more money.
I totally agree.
Or you do want to wait 15
or if there,
minutes.
If there's a lot of bugs being caught in the area, then they're like, surge. There's a surge pricing.
Surge, stop. There's like construction zones. There's a lot of cockroaches and rats. But seriously, think about this. How difficult it was for me to catch my mouse.
Yeah.
If I just could have had someone come over, it wouldn't have been like this
I think
long
that's a
ordeal.
Super.
This is literally
I think
an
that's
exterminator.
A super. Or an exterminator. Yeah.
Exterminator.
No, but G's thinking different. About like a singular bug.
Yes. It's not like you have an infestation. Exactly.
Yeah.
This is, I want to clarify that to all the future investors out there. This is not an exterminator.
No.
Don't even put that label on it. This is people with zero qualifications.
People that just aren't scared of bugs, and that's their only qualification.
This is just people with a
you
shoe.
You do have to go through a background check, though.
Barely.
Though. Barely.
You know how Lyft is like Lyft?
Yeah.
This can be Stomp.
Oh. Yes.
Squish.
Whack.
I love it so much.
Oh, that's actually a really good idea.
You guys, I'm telling you, people would pay for that. I am telling you. Because an exterminator, think about how much of an ordeal that is.
Yeah.
And most of the time,
they're expensive.
It's not really. You've just seen one mouse, you know, maybe you're.
Yeah.
And you think maybe you have more or something. But usually you just have like a single insect or rodent at a time.
And you need someone immediately because you don't want it to be crawling into your bed at night.
And they're like, what, $200? The exterminators, here's the one problem I think with the app. The one problem is
everything else is seamless.
I will say sometimes you have your eye on a cockroach or a spider,
yes,
and then they scurry away.
Yeah.
So they would have to get there really fast.
They would have to be circling around every single neighborhood where this, like, a lot of people ready to kind of get.
Yeah.
And you would have to have almost like a clicker, like a life alert clicker, like, help, I've fallen and I can't get up. It'd be like, help, there's a bug in my room. I need my squish man, you know? Like, I don't know what you call it. I need my, like, rentable boyfriend for the 10 minutes that I need him to kill a bug.
Basically is what it is, too.
So you would almost need, like, a clicker to be like, I'm not taking my eyes off of it. My door's unlocked. I'm going to click. And he's coming. He's going to come help me.
But, like, a necklace?
But also, I don't know.
It's shaped like a bug.
No, because that would just go for your fear. That would not be good for the fear. I just think you need, it's about the ease, you know? Like,
totally.
And also, it's like, do you still pay them if they come and they don't find the bug?
You do have to,
or do they have to show you the carcass?
Carcass? No, because you would pay, like, Postmates even if they didn't have one item. Wait,
that's not. You would pay a TaskRabbit even if something happened with your,
Right. Yeah, it's that's a better, it's TaskRabbit. It's not Uber or Postmate. It's TaskRabbit for bugs.
Yeah, I like that.
Single bugs.
Task.
Not taken. Not in a relationship bugs. Yeah. Just single and ready to mingle.
Yeah. My first one that I have, I don't know the date, but it's probably from like 2015. Happy 9-month anniversary to the love of my life.
You're kidding.
Oh, 9 months.
The happiest. I think I was a freshman in high school.
After 9 months.
I think I was a freshman in high school, you guys. You make me the happiest girl on earth. And even though we have our arguments, I would never trade you for anything. I promise on my life that you make me the happiest.
On my life.
I honestly cannot wait for the rest of our lives spent together.
Oh, you're kidding.
The rest of your lives. You were what, 15?
Maybe 14 and a half.
Stop.
You make me feel like the luckiest person alive. I am in love with who you are, and you inspire me to try to be as amazing and accepting as you.
Oh my God. I'm going to use that. I appreciate
everything you do
boyfriend.
To make me happy. You are truly the best boyfriend anybody could ask for. I don't know what I would do.
Did you celebrate every month?
Why were you? I don't know.
I used to do that, yeah.
I think in high school, like, we would. That, any excuse to, like, celebrate each other. Mm-hmm. I don't even know what I would do without you. I'm obsessed with you.
I'm obsessed.
I am crying as I write this.
Oh, no.
Were you?
Probably not. Because thinking about how much I love you makes me very emotional. And I'm sorry if sometimes I'm mean to you. Because you don't deserve it. You're my best friend and I love you.
Oh, stop it.
Because I would always write my cards down in Notes app before I kind of write it on the paper. Yeah. So I was practicing.
Oh, it's brilliant.
That is hilarious.
Well said.
Imagine my card after 2 years, baby.
Where do you go from love of my life?
Love of my life. That's why every single, like, 9-month, 10-month, 11-month, 12-month, I was running out of things to say. It's probably 9 months. I was like, I'm obsessed with you. Like, what else do I put in there?
I'm crying writing this.
I'm literally shedding tears.
You, like, put some water on the paper. Yeah, you're like, these are my tears. Point to them.
I did that when I was younger to my parents. When I would, like, get in trouble and I'd, like, write the notes. Be like, you guys are the worstest parents ever. I would literally, like, spit on the paper and, like, circle it and be like, that's my tear. Like, what? They were like, Sicily.
Oh, my
God.
Okay, Zoo. Okay, this one is from 2019. I go, there were so many red flags, but love makes you colorblind.
Wait, that hits!
That is still so relevant. Oh, my God. Yes. Wait, did you find that online or did you make it up?
I don't know.
That is fucking my brilliant. God.
But yeah, I just...
That's going to show so up in a many song. Red flags, but love makes you colorblind.
Oh, I'm going to get that tattooed.
Mic dropped. Literally, KG. That was so good.
This one is, unfortunately, from 2020.
Oh, God. We are going out of order.
9 p.m. Like an airplane. Nervous until you get up there. Then you're cruising and flying.
What the hell?
Wait, can you do it again?
2020? What were you doing?
I literally don't remember this. Like an airplane. Nervous until you get up there. Then you're cruising and flying.
Guys, what
was that
in
reference to?
I mean, I think just life. What were you going through?
Wasn't that COVID 2020?
Oh my God.
Freaking know
that's
what that was.
So funny.
I think it was maybe a song.
This one was from a long time ago. I don't know when. The Trick.
It doesn't have the date?
I didn't screenshot the date.
Oh.
The trick is to compete with you yesterday. So you were always in competition with yourself.
Honestly, facts, yeah.
Yes, but also, like, that puts a lot of pressure on you. Like, what if yesterday you had the best day ever? Gotta have the better day ever. I have bestest day ever, more than yesterday, whatever. Like, I remember I wrote that down, and then I was like, this is the best, most profound thing I've ever heard. And then I was like, maybe that's kind of, like, toxic.
Well,
sometimes you don't have good days, and it's okay.
Some days are just, like, a blah day, and that's kind of all right.
Some days are a wash, and that's okay.
Because mundane is okay sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I saw where it was coming from.
Mm-hmm. Okay, this next one needs a little bit of context. You know on YouTube when people do favorites videos, mm-hmm. like they're showing their favorite products
January
or whatever?
January favorites?
Yeah. So this one is from 2020. Current favorites on YouTube just feels like an adult version of show and tell.
It literally is.
Because it's like you're just showing people like things that you like.
That's such an accurate, it's like an adult, literally an adult show and tell.
It really is. I love show and tell, though, side note. It's like my favorite part of kindergarten.
Maybe we could have a segment on our podcast of show and tell.
Yes. Oh, I'd love that.
Except,
but we'd have a video.
Just describe and tell.
Talk and tell.
Talk and tell.
Like, my favorite thing to do is I love seeing what is in people's bags or showing my bag. Like, that part of show and tell is just so interesting.
Those were my favorite YouTube videos. Obviously, G and I, they were our favorite because we would fake them.
Yeah.
Every time we saw each other, we'd be like, what's in your bag? Let's do a fake video. Yeah.
This one's from 2021, and this needs a little context, but this is for some nostalgia for my girlies. Going out night themes.
Oh, okay.
So I'll explain this. So when we all lived together, while the pandemic was still sort of happening in 2021, all the bars in New York City, all the restaurants were closed. So we had to create our own fun, and we would do these quote-unquote going out nights where we would literally pick a theme, and then we would get dressed up as if we were going to a bar. Then we would go to G's Bar, which was in the kitchen.
It was our island.
I would make, like, a tequila soda for us or a drink, whatever it was.
You were really into gin and tonics.
Gin and tonics,
and we would
right.
mix, like, poppies or something with tequila.
Right. And then we would sit down, and we would either do, like, some sort of drinking game or some activity.
We made a board game, too.
We made a board game.
Got you drunk.
We had the best time ever doing these going out nights, but it's kind of sad. Like, it was kind of sad.
But they all had a theme, and we committed to the theme.
We committed. So
based on, like, what we had in our closet and stuff.
These were some of our themes. This is how we kept ourselves entertained, you guys.
I can't believe we did that.
It was such a fun year, though, and I think this is why. Like, I looked forward to this going out night.
I know. It was hilarious.
And it was, like, when you were too drunk or when you were, like, tired, you literally walked back to your room, and that was it. Good night.
So convenient.
It was so convenient. No Ubering home. No city biking. No walking. No, oh, my God, I have to show my ID to the guy and whatever.
No seeing any other people besides my two favorite people.
Yes, it was the best.
Okay, so going out night themes. Miley Cyrus. Oh. 70s. Dress is your type.
Oh, yeah.
Goth. Mean Girls.
Yes.
The Simple Life. The Hamptons. And American Idol.
I love those.
Oh, yeah.
So if any of you guys out there want to steal any of these themes, there you go.
I just, you know when, like, you think back on something that just makes you cringe so much?
What?
Because I remember our going out nights were just, I don't even know if I can say it.
Say it.
Our going out nights were, like, only us. And then eventually we started bringing other people into it once COVID was, like, more at bay.
What, like our boyfriends?
Like our boyfriends in. And I remember my boyfriend was, like, living somewhere else. All right, guys, I can't say it.
Can you please say it?
Can you please?
Say it. My boyfriend was living somewhere else at the time. And I was like, oh, I wish you were here. Club Ludlow was so fun.
Oh, my God.
We lived on Ludlow Street.
Sad.
And I literally thought it was, like, the most fun ever. I was like, Club Ludlow. I was like, yes, this is a great name.
You're so
That's
funny
hilarious.
For that.
I love that.
Okay, so one of my teachers in college, his name was Jürgen, and he was amazing, but a piece of work. And he was, like, the head of the department at my school, head of my major, whatever. Mm-hmm. And he was also, like, my senior, like, thesis capstone person, whatever. And he was just, like, sometimes he would be, like, it was all, like, during COVID, a lot of our classes, and he would be, like, out in his backyard, like, drinking a beer, like, talking, maybe not, I don't know what he was doing. He was doing something, and he's, like, take a load off, and he was just, like, German, but very serious, but also not, and he was just so funny. Anyway, one time we're in class, and we were talking about, like, okay, some people don't, pursue what they major in, and he goes, so many things I'm passionate about and do and are so good at. are things that I didn't even major in. Acting, weightlifting. I'm sorry. I literally wrote it down. That was April 6, 2021. I was like, okay, flatter yourself much. Like, acting, weightlifting? I'm like, that you're so good at. I'm like, okay.
Okay, Jurgen. Okay,
Jurgen, get it. Anyway, love that.
Slay. That's hilarious.
Oh, this is my template. Template?
Yeah.
Template.
Oh, I say template.
Template for telling someone I'm not interested in them anymore after going on a date with them.
Oh my god, Sue, of course she has this.
I've had to send this multiple times. Hey, what's up?
So G and I know if we get this text that Sue does not want to hang out with us.
Hey, what's up? I had a really great time the other night. Stop. And I've really enjoyed hanging out with you, but I'm just not in a place to be seeing anyone right now. I hope you understand.
So, I think that's well put.
That's really good.
It's not that bad.
No, I think it's very to the point.
Yeah.
And it gets your, yeah. And it's like, nice. I had a good time, yeah.
But I'm not in the place to be seeing anyone.
Wow. Yeah. Oh my god.
Wow. To the point. I love it.
To the point.
Mm-hmm.
This runs from 2015. I don't know what this is. It's a list. Be yourself. Have fun. Do good things for others. Be responsible. Listen to your parents. Try new things. Listen to music. Stay active. Give lots of hugs.
Oh my god.
And yes. Live in the moment.
What year was this?
2015.
Oh wow.
That is so sick.
That was like,
it's a good list.
You know, like no thoughts, just vibes. That's like no literally thoughts. Was yeah. Our
literally
back then.
Just listen to music. Give lots of hugs. I stand by that.
I do too.
That's hilarious.
Sometimes when I'm had a few drinks in me, I get a little frisky, you know, like I get
frisky
a little
whiskey.
I get a little maybe I want to pick a fight with my boyfriend.
Oh my god,
type
yes.
Of frisky. And sometimes
why do I do that? I literally
I don't know why I do that. I need to be analyzed.
Like, let me stir the pot.
Let
right
me stir
now.
It. Anyway, so I think I was fighting with one of my ex-boyfriends, and I wrote down in my notes app because that's what I sometimes do. Like if I'm feeling like. They're not giving me enough love or whatever, I'll like go into the corner and just like
yeah.
Write down all my because it's like a diary.
Yeah.
I go, I sometimes feel alone in a room with you.
Oh, man. You just have to get it out.
You just have to get
you're
it
like,
out.
You're like, you had to say it to someone, but good thing you didn't say it to him.
Good yeah. Thing,
say good
to
thing
him.
You wrote that in your notes.
We
app.
Did end up breaking up, but that's okay.
Okay.
That well, is totally fine.
Sounds like a great decision.
Mm-hmm.
This one is a quote by G that I wrote down because I thought it was funny. From 2018. I hate my period. I can't wait for menopause. I just thought that was really
preach.
Funny.
Like, literally preach.
I
don't
want to
go. I don't want the hot flashes, though.
No, I mean, I'm sure all the other symptoms suck, but I'm sure the best part is not having your period anymore because I can't stand that fucking thing.
Literally.
Okay, this is... I'm pretty sure what this is... Is... Either my birthday wish list or my Christmas list mm-hmm. from 2015. Mm-hmm. Donuts from Phonuts, fave donut place. White iPhone 6 Mophie case.
Okay. Remember when Mophie cases were
yes.
All rage?
Mini yeah. Succulent plants or peonies, fave flowers. Kate Spade Live Colorfully Rollerball perfume.
Yes. Oh my God.
Yes, I think I had that. I think I had it.
That's it. I love that list.
Oh,
I was easy
list.
To please.
One time I was walking down the street, and you know, like the overheard New York.
Yeah.
I feel like I overhear so many different conversations. I'm just like, what the hell? And I should write them all down, but I don't. This is the only one I wrote down. This man was passing me, and he was talking to somebody on the phone, and I was sitting on like a stoop or something. And he goes, just for that comment, you no longer get a phone call. And he hung up. I was like,
oh my
like,
god.
Yes. Something was going on, but also just like, I think I would have handled it and been like, okay, well, that made me upset. Like, I got to go. But just for that comment, you no longer get a phone call. I was like,
I love the sass on
that. I
love
the sass.
Yeah.
Anyway, loved that.
That's a good one.
Okay, this one. I don't. Okay, this one's interesting. So I decided to write this in single one word per line.
Like a poem.
Is it a poem?
I think that's what I was going for. I'm not a poet, and this is probably the most embarrassing thing I will ever speak about
give
on this podcast.
What year?
I don't even know if I can do it.
What year?
You can do it.
2019.
Do you want me to do it for you?
You got it. Everyone's a poet.
It. No, no. It's actually way too bad. I can't do this.
Zoo.
Zoo, come on.
No, this is really
a pair. Can you just give us a little taste?
Yeah. Read like the first couple lines.
Yeah. No,
like my airplane one. That was in 2020. Come on.
You're harder to quit than my nicotine addiction. Get out of my fucking head. Maybe it was just me the whole time. I can't continue.
Please, Zoo, please. The babblers need it. The babblers need it, please.
Maybe I have to break up with me, my insecurity, distrust, jealousy, nicotine, all caps. I smoked your love, put my lungs around you, thinking I needed
you. My lungs around you?
Thinking I needed you, but just realized that what was giving me the most pleasure gave me the most pain.
Oh, damn. Was this about a man or about your nicotine? Okay.
Metaphor. Pleasure is always the most pain.
Fuck yes. Oh my
god. Turns out I'm fine without you.
Oh my
god. You gave me happiness, but I no longer rely on you for it.
Yes.
What did I say? And then it goes on and on and on. That is where I'm going to stop because I've already embarrassed myself.
Oh my god.
That's the best thing ever. But the thing is, like, we all have those in our notes app. Just, like, these random ramblings.
Oh my god.
I really did not think that was going to go anywhere. You know what?
Here's what I have to say. I love the way that you used nicotine as a metaphor for your relationship with this boy.
Wrapping your lungs
around it. Your love is my drug.
Literally, that's what you
Zoo, that was giving Britney. That was giving Britney Spears.
That was giving Britney / Edgar Allan Poe.
Oh, yes.
More like Edgar Allan Poe.
Edgar Allan Zoo.
Oh, my God. Oh, wow.
Okay, this one's good, Zoo. 2017. What we thought our future life would be.
Oh, this is great.
Okay, so I think we had our friend in college write what she thought each of our, like, future lives would be.
Mm-hmm.
G. Going to get married in mid to late 20s. Married to someone in the entertainment business. Two kids. Blonde hair, brown / blue eyes. Going to have a McMansion in California. Going to be a SoulCycle mom who shops at Whole Foods. One dog. Her husband's going to be kind of boring, but we're nice to him.
And thank God.
Always trying to be on the cover of Good Housekeeping. Never makes it. Going to be a good mom.
That's so funny. It's so funny. Would you consider yourself mid to late 20s?
What? I'm not mid 20s yet, bitch. I'm not 25.
Almost. You better find your husband so you can get on almost.
No, I have until mid to late 20s.
Guys, I think mid 20s is 24 to 26.
No, it's not. It's 25 because 25 is the middle.
I think it's considered
between 25 and 30.
Okay.
Oh, she's getting pretty defensive over this one.
It is, guys. It is. I don't want to talk about it. My favorite sentence in this whole thing is, her husband's going to be kind of boring, but we're nice to him. That's just the funniest shit I've ever heard. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Zoos. Not going to get married, but is basically going to be married to a man who comes home just to steal the beer in the fridge, even though he isn't of age to drink. Basically is homeless, doesn't work. Zoo's going to have some kind of cool job, but no one is really sure what she does. Going to have children who spray paint and vandalize their walls, but Zoo loves it because they are quote-unquote expressing their creativity. Is always trying to be friends with her kids. Is also going to force them to skate.
That's so
it's
funny.
It's like so accurate.
It's so accurate.
It's funny because like they definitely talk about your personalities. You know, like they definitely both reflect your personalities.
I love those so much. Hilarious.
Okay, my next one is one time my friend was hooking up with somebody and she was telling me the next day, she was like, because he was Jewish, so he wore Star David. She goes, a certain someone, instead of being like, guess who I hooked up with? You know, Shu said, a certain someone's Star of David got entangled with my diamond necklace.
Oh,
that's such a good way to say that.
Like, so.
Oh my God, I love
that's
it.
That's good.
Enticing. I was like, oh my God.
Juicy.
So freaking good. My next one is from 2019. I wonder what would happen if you gave the whole world Molly.
Yes.
Wow. Zoo.
I think it'd be a better place.
I think it would be a great place. It'd be chaotic for a moment.
Yeah.
But it would, I think we'd would all come on the other side better.
Make love, not war.
Literally. I think we should put so much love. Should we should
wrap our nicotine lungs around
yes.
everybody and just give them a big hug.
I smoked your love.
I oh,
but
oh.
I, that's what she said.
Oh, you took the words right out of my notes.
I know.
I was just so like distraught that I like couldn't remember anything.
I blacked out while I was reading
you guys. How about this list from 2018? Hot Cheetos, kale, octopus, oh. beets, yeast.
That's it.
Is that your grocery list?
I don't know. Probably not. Oh
my God, can you imagine the meal? You know what we should do? We should get all of those ingredients. I mean, besides octopus, but all those ingredients and try to make a meal out of it.
Hot Cheetos, kale, octopus, beets, yeast.
Because you can put all those together and then the hot Cheetos could be like the crouton.
What was I getting? That's so random.
That is a mystery. What the hell?
Sorry for that noise.
Can't really hear it.
My last one, and this is not a funny one, this is a true one that I live by. Three truths for saying something, like criteria yes. for bringing something up.
Mm-hmm.
Is it kind? Mm. Is it true? Is it necessary?
Oh. Wow. Okay. Yeah. Straight facts.
Amazing.
Boom. And mic drop.
Period. Literally period.
Period. Yeah, period.
And my last one.
You go. I don't have any more.
My last one is an absolute classic. This is September 19th.
Is it another poem?
2015, 5:40 p.m. Tame and Impala.
Say that one more time.
It just says, Tame and Impala. That's spelled I-N-P-O-L-L-A. Tame and Impala. So what I believe happened here, I don't remember exactly, but what I think happened was someone was either playing Tame Impala or they said the name of it. And I thought, oh, this is a cool band that I think I'm supposed to know about. I got to write it down. They said Tame Impala, and I went to my notes, like, secretly and wrote
Tame Impala.
Impala. So that I could go and listen to it later, look it up. And
look how far you've grown, though, seriously.
Look how far I've come now. I love Tame Impala, and I have seen them multiple times live. But let's just say, fake fan. I started as a fake fan, yeah. I think.
Oh, God.
That just literally shows how not cool I was as, like, a teenager. I went to high school, and I was, like,
no, but there have been so many notes. Times when someone is playing a song or an artist, and I write it down secretly in my notes.
I still have the Shazam app. I will secretly Shazam things if I'm like, oh my God, this is a cool song. I'm like, not going to ask somebody.
Why is that so embarrassing?
And when we were in the car driving upstate with Liam the other day and he played that awesome song, obviously I didn't know who that was, but I like was trying to Shazam it in the back seat and it like wouldn't work. It wasn't working. And I was like, fuck, I have to ask him. I was like, hey, Liam, like, what was that last song you played? And he was like, oh. And I was like, thank you.
Because that's the worst. Like, you know when, like, you experience. Ask somebody, oh, what's the song you're playing? And they're like, you don't know this?
Yeah.
I think that's probably why I secretly wrote down, thank God I didn't ask somebody who Tame Impala was. That would have been really embarrassing. Yeah.
Like, are they new? Are they up and coming?
Who's this cool new band?
I love Tame and Impala.
They're super underground.
Who's your guys' favorite song from Tame and Impala? Anyway, that wraps up our episode today. It was short, sweet, fun, spicy.
Hope you guys really enjoyed getting that little look.
And who knew we had three poets
who?
In this podcast? Yeah.
Who knew?
I'm about
who
to
knew?
Release my book.
Your poetry book?
Poetry,
oh my God. That one better be front and center.
Mm-hmm. I would pay good money for that.
Yeah. Well, that's a good thing I'm not a writer.
Okay, love you guys. Love kisses. You.
Kisses.
Kisses.